You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network, today celebrating the life and the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith of Calvary Chapel here in Costa Mesa, California. A special guest on the phone, you hear him each weekend on the radio station, Dan Whitting. Welcome to K-Wave.
Well, I'm delighted to talk to you and also rather sad, you know, because this is the passing of a giant.
Yes, the impact of Pastor Chuck's ministry has gone around the world many times.
Well, you know, I got woken up this morning. I run a news service, and I was tipped off by Brian Nixon, who I'm sure many of you remember used to co-host Pastor's Perspective for many years with Pastor Chuck, with the sad news. And so I immediately put a story out, and, you know, I was just so moved because I always remember when I first arrived here in 1982 with my family, a friend said, you should try Calvary Chapel. I think it's the sort of church you would be blessed by, and we started going there. And we made friends with a gentleman called Sid Wakeling, and I'm sure that some of the people listening will remember dear Sid. He was from England. I used to call him Saint Sid from Southend, but he was our accountant, but he was also on the board of Costa Mesa, Richard, and when I started the Assist Ministries about 25 years ago, he said, I'm going to call Pastor Chuck and ask him if he would meet with you and see if he'd help you get started. And so I got this message to turn up at the front desk there at Calvary on a Friday morning about 9 o'clock, and I got there and there were several people waiting to see Pastor Chuck, and he suddenly came out, looked over, he said, which one of you is Dan Whitting? So I said, it's me, Pastor Chuck. So I went into his office, and he was suddenly dealing with a rather difficult situation. An emergency had come up, and I sat there for a while, and he was answering phone call after phone call, and suddenly Kay Smith walked in, and I'd met Pastor Chuck once at the Corrie ten Boom funeral in Santa Ana, of all places, and we'd had a nice chat, and Kay walked in, and she saw me sitting there looking slightly lost, and she said, I know who you are, you're Dan Whitting, you're quite a writer, I've read some of your books. And suddenly Pastor Chuck looked up and said, oh, sorry, hold my calls. And by the end of the conversation, Richard, it was amazing. I shared with him my ministry, a dream to help persecuted believers. So he said, well, what can I do for you, Dan? And that's always a bad thing to say. And by the end of it, he'd committed to $15,000 to launch my ministry. He made me a missionary of Calvary Costa Mesa. And he put out a letter of endorsement supporting my ministry. And it was absolutely unbelievable that he really didn't know me, but he felt God's Spirit was telling him to get involved.
Yeah, we hear stories like that all the time about Pastor Chuck. Just amazing.
Well, you know, what was so wonderful is when I had friends over, Richard, from Britain, I would take them along to Calvary, and one day a friend of mine called Christopher Catherwood turned up, and Christopher Catherwood happened to be the grandson of Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, and I know that Chuck was a huge fan. I remember him telling me once he sort of went over to Britain to meet Dr. Lloyd-Jones at Westminster Chapel and basically shared with him his vision for this verse-by-verse Bible teaching. And Dr. Jones laid hands on him and really just sort of anointed him for this ministry. So we waited in line in the old days when Chuck would wait there. And when we came to Christopher, I said, Pastor Chuck, this is Martin Lloyd-Jones' grandson. He edits all the books, like Joy Unspeakable, that you've got in the bookstore. And Chuck just, his face just lit up, and he just said, what a blessing your granddad was to me. You know, it was absolutely wonderful. But another thing that happened was, I'm a very close friend of Rick Wakeman. I know you understand who Rick Wakeman is, but he's one of the world's greatest keyboard players, and he's a believer. And when he heard I'd started Assist, he said, look, Dan, if you can ever open the doors to some big church in California, I'll come and do a concert for you. So I went to see Pastor Chuck, and first of all, he wanted to hear the music, and he just fell in love with Rick's piano playing, particularly Morning Has Broken, that he played on with Cat Stevens. And so he opened up the church, and we had this unbelievable situation where about 7,500 people turned up for the concert. And, of course, the church doesn't quite hold 7,500. So they had to open up every room in the place. They had to have closed-circuit TV. And he did this wonderful concert where he shared his story and, you know, how several of these famous songs that he played on were done. But I always remember Romaine's face, because just before he started, they did the wave in the sanctuary. And he was so upset. He said, "This is a church. You don't do the wave in here." So that was quite hilarious. But on two occasions, Chuck opened up the church for Mr. Wakeman. And I always appreciate that, because he not only did that, but he had it videoed. And, you know, the first concert became a video and a live album as well. So Chuck was very generous like that. And, you know, I'll always appreciate that.
And for those who don't know who Rick Wakeman is, he played in the rock group Yes.
He certainly did. And he also played in, he was David Bowie's musical arranger, even played on Space Oddity. But, you know, one of the Calvary pastors, you know, I said to him, "Why do you think Pastor Chuck allowed me to become a missionary of the church?" And he said, "Well, Pastor Chuck likes unusual people." You know, quite a few of the pastors are former drug addicts. And he said, "Because you're a former tabloid journalist, I think you fit the you know, you may not have been on drugs, but you have a past." And I always think, you know, he seemed to enjoy people that had come from a very unusual background. And, you know, working for the National Enquirer and then becoming a missionary is quite a turnaround.
That's going from one end of the spectrum to the other, isn't it? Oh, quite a story there. Well, Dan, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. You know, you certainly have been involved in ministry for many years and getting a start here at Calvary Chapel.
Yeah, well, Calvary, I appreciate it. And by the way, my next Front Page Radio, whenever it's going to be broadcast, will be an interview with Chuck that I did some time ago. And it's the history, really, of early Calvary. So, you know, when that gets broadcast, I hope many people will listen.
Well, we're going to have special programming on this Sunday, so we'll probably be looking at the week after.
That'd be wonderful. Great. Well, thank you, Richard.
Dan, bless you, and thank you so much for calling in. Say hi to Ozzy for me.
Hey, God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.